Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, Working Party, and good morning to all, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure today to address you and introduce item number 5, related to the preparatory session for the 2026 program plan. It's also a good opportunity to give you an overview of this session and of its objectives, which I think would be useful, especially for any new delegates here in the room with us. As many of you know, this preparatory session marks the beginning of our planning process here in Geneva, when we meet and engage with you on our thinking for our program plan for 2026. Its creation was recommended by member states as part of the revised terms of reference of this working group, with the objective to meet in advance of the formal review session we have in January of 2025, and have an informal exchange with the divisions on their planned highlighted results before they start writing their program plans, so the views and the feedback of the member states is fully integrated into the document. This is why this whole session is centered around your discussions with the divisions on their planned work, including on their proposed options for the highlighted results and how they came to that and what the rationale is. As always, each division prepared 2 to 3 options for your consideration, which is also something you've asked for, along with proposed performance measures. Based on your feedback today, one of them will be presented in the program plan document we'll present to you in January of 2025. I would like to highlight that all proposed results options are linked with the priorities of the Bridgetown Covenant and contribute to high-level outcomes from the UNCTAD results framework. This information, including the overall context for the organization, was compiled and presented to you in the form of an informal document, a non-paper, which is supposed to facilitate the dialogue with yourselves. Thus, the ultimate objective of today's session is to receive your feedback and guidance on the proposed results options, which will be used in the preparation of the draft proposed program plan, again, which is to be formally submitted to you in December, in advance of the January session. As for the next steps, the formal review of the draft 2026 program plan will be happening in the context of the Working Party plan for the end of January next year, when you will formally review the document. This will be followed by the submission of the approved document by the Secretary General to New York in February 2025. As per usual practice, this will be followed by the review of the document by the specialized committees, the Committee for Program Coordination, which is CPC, in May of 2025, the Advisory Committee on Administrative and Budgetary Questions, better known as ACABQ, and the Fifth Committee, which will happen sometime in October of 2025. As mentioned by the DSG on Monday, I would also like to reiterate that while we discuss 2026 program plan, we are cognizant of the upcoming quadrennial conference, UNCTAD 16, coming up next year. And we will need to make arrangements for how to take that on. However, while we have to respect the timeline for the 2026 program plan and budget and present the proposal before the conference, we of course acknowledge that this is subject to any mandate changes emanating from the next outcome document, which will take over the current provisions of Bridgetown Covenant. In this way, if necessary, and if required by the outcomes of the conference, we will use the existing mechanisms in place to exceptionally review and adjust our proposal before it is reviewed and approved by the Fifth Committee in advance of 2026. With this backdrop, which I hope is brief, I will be passing now the floor to the division so they can provide you with their thinking and details about the various subprograms as you talk to them today. I thank you for your time, and Mr. Vice Chair, my team and I will be around throughout the discussions to assist in any way we can. Thank you.